Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere, the National Corn Growers Association, and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
I'm calling this program in on a phone from Florida. You know what farmers work so hard for, corn, beans, and Florida. Anyway, the news of this day is that Donald Trump is president. His critics are in shock, and I say, get over it. He has tapped Sonny Perdue for his Secretary of Agriculture. Perdue grew up on a Georgia farm, has a veterinarian degree. Gary Bays, who pulled together the powerful Trump Ag Advisory Team, had this to say, and I quote, Mr. Perdue will garner strong support during his Senate confirmation hearing from those with ties to production agriculture. I am happy also that Sam Clovis, policy advisor for a Trump campaign, will be working with Mr. Perdue as a staff leadership at USDA. Sam Clovis, during the campaign, was the go-to guy for the Ag Advisory Team. We met with him more than once, sometimes face-to-face, and other times with a teleconference. On those occasions, it was clear that he knew agriculture and our issues. Zippy Duval, also from Georgia, and now president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, worked with Perdue to increase ag trade with Cuba and other countries. Once you step into the shoes of the Secretary of Agriculture, that's when you start to realize the enormous and challenging job that lies ahead. I remember that moment like yesterday. USDA's responsibility is broad. Food, farms, rural development, Forest Service, 95 million acres, and nutrition. USDA has a budget of $150 billion and 110,000 employees, offices in almost every county of the United States, and representatives in countries all over the world. USDA has more employees than any other department except defense. An early challenge for Secretary Perdue will be to help President Trump push back against the overreach of environmental and climate change activists. Overregulation is suffocating our small businesses and farms and ranches. It's not on the front burner now, but Secretary Perdue will be expected to work with the Congress in writing the next farm bill. He and President Trump have indicated they want to keep farm programs and the nutrition programs in one bill. No divorce this time, at least I hope not. In closing, thank you, Tom Vilsack, for your 8 years as Secretary of Agriculture. That is a long time. Good job. Until next week, I am John Block from Florida.